Thank you very much. I think it's time for me to thank on behalf of the Ministry for Foreign Affairs and also on behalf of the Ministry for Education and Culture as the two ministry co-organizers of the seminar. So on behalf of the two ministries, I want to thank especially University of Jyväskylä for arranging this event. And I don't want to single out any individuals, but still I do. So I want to thank Dr. Kwame for giving the keynote speech and presentation of the monitoring report. In addition, I want to thank especially Elina Lehtomäki and all the student volunteers for making the practical arrangements for the seminar. The seminar marks the first year that Finland is funding the EFA Global Monitoring Report, so I'm especially glad that the monitoring team made it here and made the presentation about the report. So this year, Finland is funding both the GMR team to produce the report and funding UIS, UNESCO Institute of Statistics, that produces much of the report data. I would like to thank very seriously all the participants for very active and rich discussion. I would like to thank especially all the presenters for their very, very interesting presentations covering a whole range of issues. And we take home not only the pieces of paper with your written comments, but many of your comments you've made during yesterday and today. And we can the timing was very, very optimal because, as I mentioned, the EFA Global Education Meeting will take place in 2 weeks' time, and both the Ministry of Education and Culture and our ministry will be there, represented at the high level among other Nordic colleagues, and we will use many of your comments in Finland's contribution to those discussions. We'll be focusing on the remaining EFA agenda until 2015. So, to keep it short, I'll just thank everybody. And hope to see you next year again in Jyväskylä. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jussi. And next, a few words by Professor Rauni Räsänen. You're welcome.
Okay, on behalf of the National UNESCO Commission, I also want to thank everybody very much for particularly the university, of course, but all the presenters, particularly Elina and the whole team. And this has been in many ways also a special occasion because you have arranged it in a different way. And I have also been very happy about the very active participation by students. So it has been an example about youth participation and also international dialogue, which we can always have more and more, and which is very important for learning from each other and learning for the common future. And we have had discussion about very many different topics, and I think the diversity of the topics reflects the multiplicity of issues we have to tackle if we want to discuss and take into account the whole educational path from the beginning to the very end. So there is a lot to improve, and when we have reached some targets, we always notice that we find something new to reach and develop further. We have also discussed the present and future, past and future of education for all. And you got a task in the beginning. So I briefly looked at them. Elina promised that they will be typed and will be sent. So you find the exact results also, but I just want to highlight certain things you have mentioned in the pieces of paper. You were very concerned about the same things, of course, we have been discussing about, particularly equity and quality, and also how to define the indicators and how to measure progress. You were mentioning a lot of different reasons why inclusion is important and different groups that should be paid attention to. In the education curricula, also in the process of hearing, in different meetings. So you were mentioning various regions, various groups, particularly minority groups, special needs, social classes, boys and girls, parents, communities, and so on. And you were also mentioning that in the processes of deciding about agendas, all these groups should be included. And you also mentioned the same things that were mentioned just a brief time ago about politicians, government heads, diplomats, and so on, and having dialogue between different groups of people. Also, what you highlighted was intercultural education and global citizenship education, and the dangers of xenophobia, prejudices, and so on. Then going to the topic of the latest monitoring report, you also pointed out the negative attitudes towards the vocational sector. And one of the solutions that was mentioned in one of the papers was that we should pay attention to life skills and different hands-on skills from the very beginning. It's not something which should start on the secondary level or later. But if the small kids learn to appreciate what they do also with their hands, not just academic skills, that has an effect for the later stages. And also together with that, it was mentioned that teacher education was highlighted in several of them, but also teachers of the vocational sector, giving acknowledgement to the teachers who teach there, and also saying that it's not always that a master's degree guarantees the best quality in teaching. Although very often it is important indicator for quality, but you can be a good teacher also without master's degree. Okay, those are maybe the main things that were mentioned. So we are now all sensitized so that we can take care of the FR process, each of us together with the whole international community. So we are looking forward to strong leadership and very inclusive processes when forming the educational agenda and documents for 2015 and beyond 2015. And as the last thing, I just want to read what Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said in the Education First document when we were talking about vision and its importance. He says that we must not deny the promise of quality education for all. When we put education first, we can end wasting potential and look forward to stronger and better societies for all. And he highlights that education is a universal right, it is a moral imperative, And it is a very smart choice because it's a key to development. And all the best and good way home. And so the floor is Elina's.
Thank you, Rauni, and thank you for the UNESCO Commission of Finland. And on my personal behalf of mine, I also would like to thank you for very lively discussion, interesting comments, questions, and of course the presentations today. It was a pleasure to be here and also to be a part of the team. And because this was the second time when we organized this seminar, so it can be said that this is also already a tradition. So I think that the team will conclude that, we'll come back next year.
I think Jussi Karakoski said that.
Yeah, he also referred to that, yes. So it's obvious that the November, beginning of the November, is good time for this kind of a meeting. So the last words on behalf of the faculty will be presented by Elina Lehtomäki and... thank you for participation.
Thank you for the participation on my behalf also and on behalf of the whole organizing team. Can I please ask our organizing team to stand up and also the student volunteers? We have had a whole big team here. I think everybody wanted to take part in organizing, and I think that was great. So could I please ask you all to stand up who were involved in organizing this? Please. Thank you for the excellent collaboration, and we have experienced several things during the 2 days, and it's been long 2 days because we worked throughout even last night and enjoyed the company and sharing the experiences. And I would like to thank our international visitors. You have come from far away to meet us and share your experiences with us, your knowledge with us, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And special thanks, of course, to our main guest, who is Dr. Kwame Achempong. And we thank UNESCO for the opportunity to collaborate with you in the launching. And we definitely would like to do it again next year. That is also the message from our dean, sick at the moment. But she asked me to deliver her best regards and thank you for the opportunity to arrange. It's been a pleasure for the faculty, and as I've informed you, we have participants who are not here, but we have got the online opportunity for our colleagues in different other universities, applied science universities, and also civil society organizations. So some people have followed us online. I think that's very important. And last but not least, also very much thank you for Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Education and Culture, University Partnership in Development, and Center for International Mobility for facilitating the realization of this important event. And now I would like to invite you all for coffee, and then let us also get your suggestions for next year, because apparently we are doing this again next year. We started, like Matti said, the tradition. We had the idea that let's make it a tradition, and we plan to do it so. So welcome again next year. Thank you very much.